A major input company is getting vocal about its frustration with product approval processes in the European Union. Adrian Percy is the global head of research and development for Bayer. Last week, he said the unpredictable approval processes add a lot of risk to the crop protection business. He said the approval process in the EU isn't abiding by scientific principles.
We feel that the science is being lost a little bit. I mean, we believe that regulatory decisions should be made on sound science and they should be predictable. And unfortunately in Europe we're seeing in a lot of situations the decisions are not necessarily predictable and we don't believe the best science is always being used.
Percy says Bayer always has products in the regulatory approval process in the EU. The time it takes to get a new product approved in the EU and its member states can vary, but it's usually in the ballpark of about a decade. Percy understands the need for regulation, but he says producers and ultimately society lose when science is ignored.
Obviously, we believe that any product that is used in connection with food should be regulated. I mean, that's totally reasonable. I think what is important to remember, though, that these products do play a vital role in agriculture, and we all benefit from a secure food supply. And when we get to the point when we start to lose many, many of these products and farmers struggle with their yields, they struggle and they have to sometimes use older chemistries which are still available to them, which perhaps are less environmentally friendly than the newer chemistries which aren't getting registered. And I don't think we benefit as a society in Europe.
Bayer contends that non-scientific barriers such as public perception and political pressure could be playing a role in decisions. Jim McVaney is Bayer's Senior Director for Federal Relations and Policy, and he says the company isn't looking for rubber stamp approval of its products, but predictability would be appreciated.
Predictability should be a mix of transparency and the use of sound science. And if we put forward a bad product for approval, then we should be able to predict that we're not going to get that approval. Predictability and transparency are key to investments. When I talk about predictability, when we talk about predictability, you can't have the process disproportionately or overly impacted by political decisions.
In addition to qualms with the EU, Bayer was also in a dispute earlier this year with the EPA over the registration of flubendiamide, an insecticide the company marketed as Belt. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.